Okay, today's daf is Baba Basra, daf Kuf Beis, 102. And we are within the two blad at the end of this parak that discuss inyanim of burial, inyanim of kfura, and how many in a kuf. We got into this from the Mishnah that said yesterday, if I sell a place to my friend to make a kever, how many do I sell him? So we had a machlokas tanoim, which the Gemara is going to refer to again today. How big is the area? So the Tanna Kamma had said the toch is 4 by 6 amos with enough space for 8 kvaros. Reb Shimon said it is a 6 by 8 area with space for 13 kvaros. And that's what we spoke about yesterday. Thank you. We mentioned a question yesterday which you didn't answer. I just looked it up, and to have the answer, the source midaraisa for the Isser Hanam and Ames is a Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Chaf Tesma Beis, has a Gzeirah Shava based on Egla Arufa. The Gemara says there, why is this in Avodah Zarah? Because Daf Chaf Tesma Beis has the Mishnah about Yayin Esach. What is Aser? That whole parak has different isurim of having to do with the non-Jew. So it has to talk about Bishal Akum and Chalav Akum. That's one Mishnah that talks about Isuri Achila and not Isuri Hana. But the Mishnah here in Daf Chaftas Mabez is about the ones that are also Asur B'Hana, which are Yayin Nesach. So the Gemara says, Yayin Minalan. How do you know that Yayin, or Nstam Yenam is Asur, to derive benefit from? So Rabbi Baravua quotes a pasuk, "Asher chelav zachem yochelu yishtu yenisicham." A pasuk from Ha'azinu. The Gemara continues. That's compared to a mace, and then the Gemara says, "Umeis gufa minalan." How do you know a mace is also b'hana? Ask yisham sham egla arufa. It's gzeira shava sham sham from egla arufa. Ksiv hacha. It says, "Vatamas sham Miriam." Miriam dies there. Sham and v'ksiv hasam ba'arfu shamus egla banachal. And we break the neck of the egla in the nachal in the context of the anonymous corpse. So malahal and aser b'hana afkanami aser b'hana. Just like over there by a mace is aser b'hana, so too when it comes to just like egla roof is aser b'hana, so too by mace is aser b'hana. V'hasam minalan. And how do you know over there it's aser? Ami de be'er b'yanai kaparek siv be'kakachim. Egla roof. There are a lot of comparisons between egla roof and a regular carbon. It's not a regular carbon. It's not, you don't do a shechita on it. It's compared to paraduma in a sense. One's an egla, one's a para. They're both done outside the Beis HaMikdash. But in certain contexts, egla arufa is a karban. So therefore, it's aser b'hana. So too, the sham sham, it is, so too, a mace is aser b'hana. That is the context. That is definitely by a Jew. A non-Jew, there's a machlokas haposkim. Whether that would apply to non-Jews as well, whether Isser Hana is Daraisa, or we say no, there isn't really any Isser Hana Minagoi, but there is Bizayon Hames Minagoi. So that was the that relates to what I said yesterday about the cadavers in the anatomy labs. So that isn't really, speaking to a posik yesterday, that isn't really Isser Hana Minames, because Ein Belimud Mishum Hana. Right, when you're learning and education and information, that's not so much Hana, but there is an issue of Nivala Meis there, which comes up by these Meis as well. Okay, so that was just related to yesterday. So we are up to Tanan Hasam, 3 lines from the bottom, on Kuf Aleph Amud Beis. Just one general point about what we're about to talk about, which came up, I found Derech Agav yesterday. We're about to talk more about Tumas Meis, and if you find a one body, how do you determine if it's just one singular body versus if this is a real cemetery? So along the way, we're going to have a kolbo in a few minutes, but along the way, I found another kolbo, which is just a good introduction to today's daf. The kolbo, if you remember, is a Rishon, which has a little 2-volume set. Talks all about the halachas of Arachayim, and it has a little bit of Yoredeya there. It's quoted all over in the Beis Yosef. Every third page of the Beis Yosef is quoting the Kolbo. So the Kolbo there talks about why is it we have two opposite ideas. On the one hand, we have the mitzvah of Kfuras Ames, which we did, that was the end of yesterday's shiur. The mitzvah of Kfur, an amazing mitzvah, it's called Chesed Shel Emes, a chesed that the person cannot pay you back. Amazing, even a Kohen Gadol, even a Nazir, Mace mitzvah. Kfur is unbelievable, and an amazing mitzvah that we have. And on the other hand, there's nothing worse than touching a dead body. Tumas Mace, at the Avi Avosa Tumah. Higher than a nevela, higher than a mitzora, higher than anything. And Mitzor, we said outside the machane, outside of Shalosh Machanos. But Tumas, mace, touching a mace is terrible. So tamei. So on the one hand, we have the mitzvah of Kvura. On the other hand, Tumas Mace is so extreme. How do you put those two together? V'halo Kvuras Mace Mitzvah Gedola. Acha Kabbalah Amra She Mace Mitzvah Docha Shar Mitzvahs. Zu Tumia Gedola. Al Shtei Mitzvah Shein Sosro Zu Azu. How could he have two contradictory mitzvahs? By the way, if you have a Kolbo at home, page Tuf Ayin Gimel. That's what it's in mind. Tuf Ayin Gimel. But this is a nice of our Torah to say whenever Tumas Meis comes up. V'halo mago mitzvah. It's a nice Torah to say even at a Levaya. V'halo mago mitzvah gedola v'tumaso chamura. Bo lahadra adam shalei gimel meis. There's the ashara is not to touch a dead body. There's a mitzvah of burial. How do you put these two extremes together? How do you put it? So he says, let me explain. Now, v'atam, he says, he goes two ideas, but this is the real one he likes. You know what the mitzvah of Kfura reflects? It reflects that we believe in something's going to happen in the future. Something's going to happen in the future. We are still being mechabed what is in front of us. We know that something's going to come up. If we just throw a person's body out like a carcass, that people will say, Nimshaka behemos nidbu, people are like animals, their ends are the same. Velohayim makablin emuna satria, kamoshin makablin em kuraso. Now that we bury people, why are we so careful? Why are we so medactic? Because this isn't the end. There's going to be another stage. There's going to be another time. These people are going to get up. Bir osam ki lo yivno lo bayis vial bishenu. Vekoshkin bir osam ki ikbaru eitz lavosav ubnei mishpachto. Who cares where you bury them? We're going to have some fascinating cases today about moving bones. Pini hames. But he says, why are you so machmed about these things? Why? Because it reflects something that we don't think this is the end. We reflect this is another stage. Lios asidim lamod yacham b'nei mishpacha. The family's going to get up together. Ulakayim zosa emuna ha-hech rechis. Nechtev batara ma-sheba. Bikfuras ha-avos. Ube-kaptusam. Why, right? Why did Yaakov Avinu want to get buried in Kever Avos? It's all about Shakavana Hila Emuna Satria. L'chazik Emuna Azos, Amru, Asidin Sadikim Shiyamu B'Levushayan, Sadikim to get up in their Levush. Different chazals about what's going to happen. So Mitzad Echad, why is there a Mitzvah of Kfura? To reflect Emuna in stages of the future. Tchias HaMesim, and we're going to focus on these people once again. And therefore we focus on them now, we give them cover now. But on the other hand, people might get the false impression that there's something about the body that we focus on. There's something about the body that we love and we hold precious. So because of that, we don't want people to get that false impression. You have to do it, but you know what? If you touch this, it's going to make you more tummy than anything else in the world. Because the ikker is what was in the body. The ikker is the neshama. The body, obviously, we have kavod. But, kibirov kavod gufos mesim. Ulefishe lo yit eha adam. A person shouldn't wonder. Berova kavod hanas elames. Vishalo yala belibo. It shouldn't go up in his heart. Ki hu hamachuvan ba'adam. Amr Torah hanogea bo yit vashevas yamim. So that's why we say, anybody who touches it is tummy for 7 days. La hasiga kavana v'ladas ki lo b'shokei ha'ish yirtze. Paraphrasing David HaMelech, Hashem's not interested in these thighs. Ki ein haratzon harishon beguf ki im benefesh hanisheres va'avonam chaper Hashem ba'achres. And because of that, that's why we say what we say. That's what we have on the parallel. We have on the one hand the mitzvah of Kfura to emphasize tchias hamesim to reflect that, but on the other hand, you become tamei to focus. It's not just about the body. Not much about the bodies, but what the body reflects. So this is Tuma in the Kolbo in Hilchas Avel v'Tumas Meis, page Tufay and Gimel Tufay and Dalad. Good back pocket Levaya Dvar Torah to have with you. Okay.
You think that's so right that he holds that the goof itself will be part of Tchias HaMesim?
Is that a raya? If he holds the goof itself would be part of Tchias HaMesim. Well, he quotes the Gemara. Not his fault. The Gemara says Asitim Sadikim Lamo Bilavushehen. So, I mean, you can't argue with that Gemara. So is that literal or not? But he himself is emphasizing that it's not about the goof. It's not about the goof. You know, what about the Chassam Sofer we mentioned yesterday? About which way they walk. And you're going to get up and you got to face the feet front. So does that also reflect that there's going to be a stage? Again, you can read the Rambam and the Ramban, all the Rishonim talk about the different stages. Maybe we'll have to wait to, Be'ez Hashem, the end of Sanhedrin to discuss that in depth. But the Rambam writes a whole three halachas about it, and then says, by the way, don't focus on these halachas. It's not going to bring you to inspiration. It's not going to bring you to emunah. Nobody's really going to know what's going to happen until it happens. So let's just wait and see. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of it. But there are Rishonim that talk about a physical stage. a physical stage, and then a second death, and then Olam HaNeshamos. So we don't really know. What we do know, according to Rov Rishonim, we mentioned this a couple of weeks ago, and that is Gan Eden is a place in Olam Hazeh. That's what Rov Rishonim said that. Remember the Ramban in Sefer in Parshas Brachos, and Rabbeinu Bachai, and other Rishonim discussed that in the Gemara we had earlier. Okay, says the Mishnah now. Kuf Aleph Amid Beis, three lines from the bottom. That was just an introduction to today's daf and to any daf about Tumas Nes. Tan Hasam says the Mishnah. Where's this Mishnah? The Mishnah is in Meseches Aholos. Meseches Aholos. Unusual, I don't know why the Rashbam does it. The Rashbam says Tan Hasam, Besof Meseches Nazir. It's also in Nazir. I guess that's the more common why he chooses that one over Aholos, right? It's a Mishnah that comes up in both places. So Tanan Hasam says the Mishnah. Hamotzi Meis Mushkav. I forgot. The Rimi Gash says this Mishnah is related to Taharas Eretz Yisrael. That's what this Mishnah is about. You'll see the context in a minute. Hamotzi Meis Mushkav Kidarko. If I find a Meis lying down Kidarko in its normal way of burial, flat on its back with its hands folded on the chest, right? So flat, like we said yesterday, we don't bury vertical, we bury horizontal. So if I find one mace in the middle of nowhere, so do I assume that that's a whole base akvaris? Do I have to assume that? And therefore what? So says the Rebbe Gash, and therefore you have to be worried about Aliyah Regel, you have to be worried about people passing by. I'll read you the Lashon. Le'in Pirish Mishnah Zu Linyan Taras Eretz Yisrael Hishnuya. L'fisha Hayad Darkon L'Takenes HaDrachim before Aliyah Regel. Right? L'Havdil. Lahavdil, any city that's going to have the Olympics. They're working for months and years building and fixing and making sure everything's ready for all the visitors and the tourists that are going to come. So imagine if all the Jewish people, right, have to go to Yerushalayim. They have to spend months working on the roads and on the wells and on the hotels. Got to work on it. That's what this mission is about. The Rebbe Gash says you got to work on the Tumah Tahara to make sure there's no cemeteries on the way. Lafisha haya darkan l'takenes adrachim v'livdok otan osan min atumah v'bnei oli regalim v'chal makam shayimotzin bo kever. If you find a kever, so then you have to get rid of it. If it's one or two, then fine. But if it's a whole area, you got to really cordon it off. So says the Rebbe Gash, this is all about Tumas Eretz Yisrael. So if you find the Meis Mushkav Kedarko, so then notes lo ves tfusaso. Let's read the Mishnah and then we will explain each phrase. So no lo ves tfusaso, then we are allowed to take the mace and the tfusa, which are a couple of inches of dirt around under him. We take that also and we could reinter him somewhere else. Because we assume if he's here all by himself that it was just people were very busy and it was Erev Shabbos and they couldn't get to bury him in the normal place and they probably put him here al tnai that they would move him. So therefore, one can move him. Shnayim, notam es tfusasan. Same thing if you have two. If you find two bodies in the middle of nowhere, notam es tfusasan. Matza shlosha, but if you found three, so then im yesh beinehen me'arba vatshmona, if they are there's distance between them between four and eight amos, between the two outer ones, between four and eight amos, harezu shchunas kvaris. That is a burial area. That's a neighborhood of graves, shchunas kvaris, and therefore you're not allowed to move them. You assume it's a burial area, and you just got to check even more. Ubodek imenu lahalan esher mamah. You got to check 20 amos in each direction to make sure there's no more, because this is a shchunas kvaris. Matza echad besof esher mamah. And if you find one at the end of 20 amos, podek imenu lahalan chavama. Then you got to check from there 20 amos. If you find one at the edge, why? Sheraglayim ledavar. Because raglayim ledavar, there is evidence that this was a shchunas kvaris, therefore, if this is 20 amos away, within 20 amos away, you got to check from there. Even though, she'ilu mitchilo matzo, if you would have found this one at the edge of 20 amos originally, no slo ves tfusaso. You would have just taken it out. You wouldn't have assumed it was shchunas kvaris, but once you have it, found it in this way, there was hashkacha why you found it in this way, and therefore, you know, it's part of the shchunas kvaris. This is why, by the way, what is this doing at the end of Nazir? Because it's all the raglayim ledavar mishnayis. There's five or six mishnayis of, oh, this is the evidence, and therefore this is what you have to assume. Raglayim ledavar. Okay, that's the Mishnah which we're going to relate. Why are we bringing this here? We'll see in a minute. We're going to relate this to the measurements of how big the cave has to be, and in terms of how many graves you have there. So here it has between 4 and 8 amos. We're going to see who this is like, the Tanakama or Reb Shimon. But there's a lot to say on this Mishnah itself before we go into the Gemara. So phrase by phrase. So first we found that Motzi Mace Mushkav Kedarko. So we find a mace that is Mushkav, that's lying down Kedarko. If you look at the Gemara in Misachas Nazir, where this is also quoted, the Gemara has a few exclusions when it says Mushkav. Mushkav, what did that exclude? Matzah, every word of the Mishnah. Matzah pratlu matzui. Matzah is excluding matzui if you know that this is a cemetery. Mace pratlu harug. If somebody, Rachman al-Slan, is killed and he's buried, then you don't assume that this is part of a shchunas kvaros. If you find somebody, you just assume that this is where he happened to go. Mushkav pratlu yoshev. Right, excluding Yoshev, that's also not considered normal burial. You assume that was done temporarily. Kedarko, Prat L'Rosh Munach Ben Yarkosav, excluding somebody who's buried with his head between his legs. All of those are ways that Jews do not bury on a permanent basis. So therefore, all those are excluded from the Mishnah. This is what we said a few weeks ago. We had it back on Daf Ayin Dalid, where we spoke about the Meisei Midbar, how do you know the Meisei Midbar were found? So we mentioned the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says in Simen Shin Samach Beis in Yoredeya that this is the minhag of Klal Yisrael to bury back, right, the facing up. The Shulchan Aruch says the opposite, Nosin Ameis Al Gabav Upanav Lamala Adam Shehu Yashen. That's how we bury. We bury face up like a person who is sleeping. By the way, the Shulchan Aruch previously, we referred to this yesterday, about Kfura in Eretz Yisrael and Kfura in Aronos. Just read you the Shulchan Aruch. Hanosein meso ba'aron v'lo kavru b'karka over mishum malan asameis. Maker adin, if somebody buries in a coffin, not directly in the ground, it's considered like they're not buried. Halan asameis. You're over the Isra Baltalin. V'imnasnu ba'aron v'kavru b'karka. But if you put it in a coffin and didn't bury. If you put it in the aron and then put it in the ground, ain't over a love, you don't violate because you're buried, but umikomakom yafilakovro bakarka mamish. It's better to do it in the karka. Afilu bechutzlaaretz. Says the Shulchan Aruch, even in chutzlaaretz. What's the point of a coffin? If it's dinin de bachus adina, okay, it's not maker adin, and therefore this is not considered a law that goes against halacha, and therefore you could bury in a coffin. That is the law in many countries. But if it's the not the law, so then it is a kiyum, says the Shulchan Aruch. It's a kiyum in Shulchan Aruch, even in Chuslar, it's not to bury in the coffin. That's the previous halach. Okay, that is Shin Samach Beis, in terms of you found him Kedarko. So what do? You take notes low, the est fusaso. You take the mace, and also the few inches around, the tusa, the Rashbam here explains, it might be the ground, the dirt, the soft dirt right around the mace, which might have absorbed some of the liquid, something might have come out of the mace. Ask the Ritva, what about, maybe this is a mace mitzvah? How do you know for sure this was, you know, buried Kedarko, and it's not buried in any other ways? If there's only one here, you're allowed to move him. Maybe it's a mace mitzvah. Mace mitzvah's kana makomo. Right, we say, oh, maybe they were buried here temporarily because they were in a rush and it was Erev Shabbos. Maybe not, right? Maybe yes, maybe not. How can we assume that you could just take him? Says the Ritva, umashal ochashal meish mitzvah shehu kone mekomo pirsha biYerushalmi. Quotes the Yerushalmi in Nazir on that Mishnah. Two reasons: mipnei she'eno matsui. Number one, it's not so common. Mace mitzvah is not such a common occurrence that there's no relatives that would bury somebody. Va'od to call Yeshlo. There's a mace mitzvah in the newspapers. Mace mitzvah is, you heard about you found the body, nobody knew who it was, the Kohen Gadol had to bury him, right? It's in all the newspapers.
Right in the spot.
Unless it's in the middle of the street, then you maybe could go to the side of the road, but a mace mitzvah, wherever a mace mitzvah is, that's where you bury him. So the Ritva says that's why it's number one, Eino Matsui and Yeshlo Kol. The Mishnah Achrona, on the Mishnah, one of the Lamdish Asarim on the bottom of the Yachron Boaz says maybe it's just that the whole Isser of Pinui, Atzamos, moving is an Isser Durabanan. And here we have Savik Durabanan, you could go Savik Lakula here, because there is enough to assume that maybe it is not. It is not a meis mitzvah. One more point on this Amud Beis, and then we go on to Amud Aleph.
Is Kohen Mekomo, is that Doraisa?
So that's part of the issue. I think it's connected. Kohen Mekomo and whether you're allowed to do be Mefane. So it says, Notes Lova Est Fusaso. Why? Look at the important Lashon of Rabbeinu Gershom, fourth to last line on the second column here, on the bottom. Kohen Mekomo and Tfusaso. Osa Karka Shesvivo Shahalecha Vahamoach Shalmeis Shum. Right, the liquid goes in. Kol osa karka notel imo de kemes atzmo dummy. Says Rabbeinu Gershom, it's considered like the mace itself, the dirt just around the mace, like the mace itself. The chofer o bepsulas karka imatvusa gimel atzbos. You also got to go into the hard earth that's around. That's not loose. You got to go and dig 3 finger lengths, 3 atzbos worth. What's the makar? What's the makar for this concept of taking tfusaso? So there is a remez in the Torah. There's a remez in the Torah. It's, Rabbeinu Gershom quotes it, but it's a little bigger. So I'll give it to you. And look at Rabbeinu Gershom. Rabbeinu Gershom says, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 7th to last line in the Rashbam. V'naf galon mi dechsiv unesasani mi mitzrayim. Yaakov Avinu tells his children in a couple of parshiyos, carry me from Mitzrayim, mi Mitzrayim tol imi. From Mitzrayim take with me, klomar mi karka Mitzrayim. Take a little karka from Mitzrayim when you take me from Mitzrayim to Eretz Yisrael. That is Yaakov Avinu. That is what the Rabbeinu Gershom, that's what the Rishonim quote, they quote this source, Unus Asani Mitzrayim. What's the kasha? The Tosfos Yontif asks the kasha, doesn't answer it. Tosfos Yontif in Nazir. The Mishnah says, I was looking for the Tosfos Yontif, I looked in all of us, it's not there. There's no Tosfos Yontif. He says, oh, look at Nazir, it says in Nazir. What's the kasha? Was Yaakov buried in Mitzrayim? You could read this 100 times, and you don't just think about it. Yaakov, the Torah doesn't say he was buried, but he was mummified. It doesn't say he was buried, he was mummified, then he was carried up. So this makar, take a little bit of dirt, so tzarchi, and the Tosfos Yontif doesn't answer it. But, if you look in the, because of this problem, you look in the Chizkuni in Parshas Vayechi, on the Pasuk, it says the, Yaakov Avinu, v'shachafti im avosai, mem zayin lamed, v'shachafti im avosai, unis asani mi Mitzrayim, ukvartani bikvurasam. Right, so that is, right, you don't get that from the Pasuk Beferish, but, says the Chizkuni there, unis asani mi Mitzrayim, shebetchilo haya nikvar b'Mitzrayim. Yaakov Avinu was first buried, even though, right, we know the Rashi in Sefer Shmos says, he didn't want to be buried because he didn't want them to, he didn't want the, he didn't want the kinim to affect the body, and you didn't want the to worship him, but that's okay, because they moved him before the Makkos anyway. So even if he was buried in, he just didn't want them to have him there during the Makkos. But says the Chizkuni, you know what? He was buried first in Mitzrayim. Why? Kidi Isa Bebesechas Nazir. Motzei Meis Mushkav Kadarko Notlov Es Tfusaso. Hechida Mitfusa Unis Asani Mitzrayim. Tali Mi, Mi Mitzrayim. So he quotes this source to give shot at a Pasuk in Chumash. Unis Asani Mitzrayim, carry me, Mi Mitzrayim, because that is where they're going to bury me first. Okay, that is Shana Chumash, Shana Chumash. Now we know it seems to be a discussion in the Rishonim. Okay. One more point, and then, okay, we'll stop here. Let's go to the next column. So, Masa Shlosha, second half of the Mishnah. So, this is where the action is on today's daf. Matzah Shlosha, if you find 3, so then, if there's 4 to 8 amas in between, you assume it's a Shkunas Kfaris, if not, not. What do you see from this Gemara? Say the Achronim, that you see that by most contexts in Halacha, we paskin 3 is a Chazaka. By most contexts in Halacha, 3 is a Chazaka. There are certain exceptions, for example, Sakharas Tafashis. We spoke about this Friday night in Shul. When it comes to Sakharas Tafashis, so then we paskin 2 is a Chazaka. Even 2. If somebody has 2 older brothers that prove to be hemophiliacs and they died machmas hamila, then we're not mal the third boy. Remember, if it's manazeh, we have clotting elements, baruch Hashem, and therefore we might be able to, you know, even if we know somebody has hemophilia in the family, so we could do the mila anyway because there are certain clotting issues. By the way, when I spoke about this in shul, somebody came over to me in shul, and which I had seen in a Torah and Science journal the previous week, so twice in the same week, that there's a certain power of clotting that the body has, and it's very low, like on the third day, on the fourth day after the baby's born, it's like 40%. It's like 40%. Look in the science books, it's unbelievable. Like 40%. On day 8, it shoots up to like 130%. of what normal clotting is for a child. And then on day 9, it goes back to a regular 100%. But on day 8, for some reason, it shoots all the way up. Amazing. Don't need any proof for Torah, but just in the science, it shows the clotting elements. Anyway, so you see, but that's one example that you assume that 2 is a chazaka, because a woman has, by katlonis, right, 2 husbands that die, the Gemara says the 3rd husband is already should already be careful. But what do you see from here? The Achronim say, at least by Tumah and Tara, you assume 3 is a chazaka. 3 is a chazaka. That's what they did. Masa Shlosha. That's what the Zera Emes, Shuvah Zera Emes says. You see from here that 3 is a chazaka also by Tumah and Tara. Because you see, it's Matza Shlosha. Based on this Gemara, you got to have shas on your fingertips to bring this Gemara in from left field. For a question in Hilchos Chametz Umatzah. Hilchos Chametz Umatzah, what does it have to do with anything? The Shulchan Aruch says in Simin Tav Samach Zayin. Tav Samach Zayin. Tav Shil Shenis Bashel. V'nimsu Bo Saorim Ochitim. I'm making a tafshil, and all of a sudden I find a barley stalk or a wheat stalk in my tafshil. So I don't know if it became chametz or not, right? Did it arise? Did it become chametz? Right? Wheat itself isn't chametz, right? There's wheat and matzah. So it says like the Shulchan Aruch, im nisbaku mamish, if it started to crack, and that's a simon of chimutz, so hare, call a tafshil aser. But the im lo nisbaku mamish, ha tafshil mutter. But if it wasn't Nisbaka, they used it in the Tafshil as Mutter. Says the Beis Yosef, for the name of the Kolbo, the name of the Kolbo, our second Kolbo of the day, the Magen Avraham quotes this, Im nimsu gimel saorim b'tavshil, if you find 3 saorim, now you see how I was getting to our case, 3 stalks in the Tafshil, chazaka de'ika tuva, v'shemen nisbaku. If you find 3, there's probably a lot more here, just like, let's say in our case, if you find 3 bodies, you have to assume there's a lot more here as a shchunas kfaris. So here, if you find 3, there must be more. And even though the ones you didn't find didn't start cracking and show signs of chimutz, but here, you have to assume that there's more and they might have showed signs. That's what the Beis Yosef quotes from the Kolbo. V'nir Ali says the Magen Avraham now talking. D'pekavana hishmitu b'shulchan aruch. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote this. This is the Beis Yosef Hashem, the Kolbo, but the Shulchan Aruch himself did not quote this. Why not? Because we don't quote like this. Why? Taha Tazbi Yaradeya quotes, Delo Amrinan Kain, when do you say that 3 means there's a lot more in here? Ela bitolaim dimine karavu. If you find 3 bugs in a food, you have to assume there's a lot more in here. Because the bugs are from within. They're from within this item. They grow in here, they live in here, so you have to assume there's more. Ava b'milsa da'asi me'alma lo. Says the Magen Avraham, if it's based on items that come from outside, then you don't assume that 3 is a chazaka, there's a lot more in. It's only if it's naturally inside. Va'od, and also da'ichon labotko. Efshel labotko. You can check if there's more sa'arim in there. That's the Magen Avraham. 3 times chazaka, reflection that there's more in here, is only by something from within, not by something that comes from without. Says the Chok Yaakov, one of the great on Achronim on Shulchan Aruch on Hilchas Pesach, said the Chok Yaakov, the fact that he says that we don't pasken this way, Magen Avraham, I agree with him, we don't pasken this way. But not because of his reason. Not because there's no chazaka if it's 3 from without, because you know what? Look at Baba Basra Daf Kuf Beis. Baba Basra Kuf Beis, we have 3 bodies. Bodies don't grow in the ground. Bodies are put in the ground. Bodies are like those barley stalks. And you see there's already a chazaka. So you see Argamara. Argamara proves that there's a chazaka of 3 times, or 3 items, even if it's something that's coming from without. It's not naturally a chazaka, that's something that grows here. But we still do paskin lakula, and that's why the Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote it. Why? Because this is the svara. Even if you find 3, you don't have to assume it's a problem, because if you find 3 and they weren't cracked, you could assume there's a lot more here, but they're also not cracked, and they also didn't show signs of chimutz. So you can be mekel, like the Magen Avraham says, velo mitaimei, because it's against our Gemara. That's Shulchan Aruch, Magen Avraham, Chok Yaakov, in Simin, Tav, Samach, Zayin, in Hilchas Pesach. Okay, fine. So let's continue a little bit more now, and then we will, and then we got to talk about Pinoy Atzamos a little bit. But let's do a little bit further here. So look at the Gemara says, Amar Mar. Amar Mar. So we had earlier, the Sdei Chemed points out that Amar Mar is unusual to quote from a previous Mishnah. Usually we say Gufo or Tznan, but sometimes you have it. This is unusual usage, where Amar Mar is even for a previous Mishnah. So Amar Mar, Me'ar Bavat Shmona Mani. So what did the Mishnah say? Anyway, we brought this here to say if you find bodies, and the two outer bodies are between 4 and 8 amos from each other, in an organized fashion, then you assume it's a Shechunas Kfaris. So Mani, who is this going like from our Mishnah yesterday? Remember we had a Machlokas Tanoim. If you sell a Makom, this is how we got it to Bava Vasra, if you sell a Makom to build a cave, a Ma'ara, so you have to leave a certain amount of space, right? Remember the case where the Rabbanan had held the Shiurim are 4 by 6, and Reb Shimon says 6 by 8. So, who is this Mishnah like? E Rabbanan he, if it's like the Mishnah, Ha'amri Dalan Amos Al Sheish, we said 4 by 6. 6 by 8. And this is 4 by 8. Fits into neither. So the Gemara says, the old Reb Shimon he. Really, it's Reb Shimon who says 6 by 8. The high Tana, who, the Tanya. And it's like the following. Tana. The Tanya, because there's a different Reb Shimon. Matz on Ritzufin, ve'in b'nei amidala amas shmona. If you find them very tsafuf next to each other. You find them, right, within, very tightly packed. And there isn't 4 by 8 from the outers, yesh lan tfusa ve'inlam shkunas kfaris. So then you assume they were not buried here to be a regular cemetery, because people don't bury so close together, and therefore they have tfusa, but it is not a shkunas kfaris, and you'd be able to reinter them somewhere. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Omer Mishum, Rabbi Shimon, Roan esoim sayim ki ilu eina. No, you're allowed to view the middle ones as if they're not there. V'hashar mistarfin midalan amos v'arches, and then the rest could be mitstarif. Right, between 4 and 8, the rest could be mitzarif. Right, so that's why there are other shitas out there. This isn't the only shita, right? You have the shita of this Reb Shimon, and you see it's between 4 and 8. So that's the author. It's the Reb Shimon of this Mishnah that is the author of this Mishnah. Because you see, it's 4 and 8 here. That's the author of this Mishnah. So it could be 2 Reb Shimons, 2 days in the name of Reb Shimon. Ask the Maharam, maybe it's going to be your question. What?
Isn't the distance between the perimeter of the kfaris? I don't understand.
That's what we're talking about. 4 and 8. That's why you're allowed to be dal mehacha. View the middle ones as if they're not there, because if they're there, then it's tut safuf, these burials to each other, and you assume it's not a cemetery. They were just stuck here temporarily.
So does that do with the size of the kever itself?
Well, that's just a given derech agav that we see from the source. The ikar adin that this new rice is telling us is that there's a machlokas, chacham and Reb Shimon, whether you say rowan, whether you say if there are extra kfaris in the middle, are you allowed to view them as if they're not there, and it still could be considered a shkunas kfaris. But along the way, we see what the measurement is. For Reb Shimon, it is 4 by 8, which is the same as this our mission that we started off today. Ask the Maharam 1 minute, the Maharam in the back, Maharam on the bottom of the Marsha. Well, according to Reb Shimon, you have three burials between 4 and 8, but one of them is too close together. So Rowan, you're allowed to see it as if it's not there. But if it's not there, you only have two. You only have two, and therefore it shouldn't be a Shkunas Kfaris anyway. So he just says, you have to say, we're talking to here, there's more than 3 Kfaris here. There's like 5 that are stuck close together, so even if you take them out, take some out, there would still be 3 that would make it into a Shchunas Kfaros. Good. So let us continue a little. There's 2 more sugyas to talk about on Amud Aleph here, but let us just do a little bit more. B'mayu Kimta Kerib Shimon. So what did we just say? We just said that our Mishnah that we started off today, the Mishnah from Ahalas and from Nazir, our Mishnah is Kerib Shimon. It's like Kerib Shimon Shita from that Brisa between 4 and 8. Ema Seifa, what about the second half of the Mishnah? Bodekim and Olahalon Eser Mama. You have to check from there. If you find 2, you got to check 20 Amos. I'm sorry, if you find 3, you have to check 20 Amos radius to see if there's any more money. So who would check 20 amos? Money. Do the math. E Reb Shimon Esther Metartin Havian. If it's Reb Shimon, you should have to check 22 amos out. Should I check 22 amos out? Why? Because 2 caves are 8 each. He said it's 6 by 8. It's 8 each, the caves. So that's 16. Plus another 6 is the chatzer in between the caves, and that's 22. So if you want to go from cave to cave and find a kever in the other cave, you should have to check 22 amos distant, not 20. E Rabbanan Timni Sreyavit. If it's Rabbanan, it should be 18. Why? Because the Rabbanan say it is 6. Each of them are 6, and the distance of the chatzer in between is 6. 6 times 3 is 18. So who says 20? It's either it should be 22 or 18. So the olam rabbanan he. Really, it's the shita of the really it's the rabbanan. We're going back. Really, the seifa at least is the rabbanan. Ukegon de badach ba alachsona, and you're checking on a diagonal, meaning you're being extra machimer a little bit, a little more thorough search. Then maybe it's going from diagonal to diagonal, say for not only 18, but if you go diagonally from the corners, there might be a little extra space in the kever, in the ma'ara before the kever starts, and therefore, you add in an extra 2 amos. Says the Gemara, 1 minute, umi daha ba'alachsona, hanami ba'alachsona, esrim v'tartin havin. If you add on by each kever you think there's a little extra space, so you should do 22. Not 20, right? If it's according to the Rabbanan, you're adding on a little space, so you should add on a little space by each kever to almost checking, and therefore you should it should be the 22. So Gemara says no. Chada balachson amrina, tre balachson lo amrina. You don't have to be so machmir. The whole thing is extra, so you don't have to take into account 2 diagonals. Remember, the whole thing, you don't know if there's going to be another cave, so you don't have to be so machmir. Chumra al gabe chumra. Continuing, 4 more lines, and then we're going to go back. Rav Shisha Breda Rav Yidi Amar, Rav Shisha says, La'olam Rav Shimini. Right, really, it's Rav Shimon Shita, not the Rabbanan. Aye, so the problem was the Seifa. Why 20? It should be 22. Remember, because he says each cave is 8 amos wide, plus 6 of the chutzre in the middle, 8, 6 is 22. So he says, no, Hachamai Skinon, as we said yesterday, Benifli. Maybe we're talking about a context of a cave for Nephilim, of stillborns, so the Ma'ara itself is only, one of the Ma'aras is only 6, is the right of Nephilim, and then the Chatzar in between is 6, that's 12, and then his other Ma'ara could be 8, right, because a regular Ma'ara, which would make 20 altogether. So this is going to be Dehab and Nifli, Hanami and Nifli, what do you mean? If this one is Nephilim, maybe the other one is also Nephilim, so it should just be 6, 6, 6, Timni Strehaven. Only 18? No. Chadim Nifli Amrinan, Tadim Nifli Lamrinan. Even though you found one Ma'ara, which is made up of Nephilim, maybe the other one is not. And therefore, you have to check 20 and not just 18. Period. Let's stop there for a minute and go back to Amud Aleph. So we are talking about, you can write this on Amud Base too, but we're talking about the context of Pinui Atzamos. When do you assume that this is a burial area and therefore you have to leave them there? When are you allowed to move bones? So generally, the Isra of moving bones, third Kolbo of the day. The Isra of moving bones, the Kolbo says, is because when somebody's bones are moved, Rachman al-Itzlan, the Neshama gets very scared. They don't know, they think it's Yom Hadin Ha'asid, and therefore, that's the root of the Isser of Pinoy, of Pini Atzamos. Right? The source given is the source in Navi, where Shmuel HaNavi, when he's brought back to life, not brought to life, brought back up from the dead by Shaul HaMelech, he wants to know, he goes to the witch in Ein Dor, and he brings him up, and right, that's the whole story, where the witch says, ah, you have to be Shaul HaMelech! Why? Because he's not upside down, usually they come upside down, and he was straight because he was the king, he gave him coven. So the story is that Shmuel says, why were you margiz me? Not the Navi in front of me, but the Lashon is, why were you margiz me to bring me up from the dead? I mean, you scared me. You scared me, because that was like, it wasn't actual Pinui Atzamos, it was just the Neshama, but that's what the source given. The Shulchan Aruch, though, in Shin Samach Gimel, has, even though this is Aser, we know there are a number of heterim of when Pinui Atzamos would be mutter. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Shin Samach Gimel, Ein mefanin hameis v'ho atzamos, lo mi kever mechubad lekever mechubad, v'lo mi kever bazui lekever bazui. Even if it's a little nicer kever, you know, we have a nicer kever. You can't just move a body. But within his own burial plot, so then maybe you have heterim because of the principle of Noach Eitzel Avosav. To put him into a family plot, well, that is mutter, number one, family plot. Number two, V'chein k'dei l'kavro be'eretz Yisrael mutter. To move somebody to Eretz Yisrael is mutter. Like the chassav sofer yesterday, he doesn't want to have rolling issues, and therefore, you could just get him to Eretz Yisrael. V'im nasnuhu sham al menas l'fanoso mutter b'chal inyin. If you buried him al t'nai originally to move him somewhere else, that's also mutter. V'im einu mishtamer b'zeh keber. Third heter. What do you have the heterim so far? Number one, kever avos. Number two, Eretz Yisrael. Number three, what if the kever is not safe in the place where it is? Right, there's looting going on, or something like that. Sheishlach hashem yotziuhu ovdei kochavim, oshi kansu b'mayim, Oshehu kever hanimsa. That's the next one. Like we're talking about here. Maybe it's a kever hanimsa. It wasn't really a beis hakvaris. Mitzvah lefanoso. So in all those cases, it's a mitzvah to be mefane. Eretz Yisrael, kever avos, eino mishtamer, or kever hanimsa. Four heterim that we have. And then Shochan the Ramah adds, v'yesh noagin lases may offer Eretz Yisrael bekever. This is a minog in Chutz La'aretz. A lot of places they put, Chaver Kaddishas put a little bag of Eretz Yisrael dirt in the kever, just to have that schus, a little bit, of Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so this is the Simon. So there are a number, many, we'll read two or three of them, many tshuvas in the Igros Moshe, of questions of Pinui Hames. Some of them are, you see Ramosha, big places here. So number one, he says, there was a case in 1956, Tavshin Tezvav. What happened? Pinui Hames, there was somebody who died somewhere, and they buried him in the place where he died, and then the children found out about it. Now the children want to move him from that far away place to the place where they live. Their mother's already buried in Toronto. They want to move their father. Father somehow maybe died in Winnipeg, wherever it is, and nobody's going to visit there. So, pick the faraway place. Right, you're a Torontoan. Too cold there, right? So you want to know, could they move their father? Can they move their father? Is this a kever avosav that's been there for centuries? Right? No. But their mother is buried here. They want to bury there. And also, they're never going to physically be able to visit their father. Is that enough of a need? Because the children want to go visit their father's kever to move the father? Says Ramoshe, ulechora hayanire pashut shelakivris avosav yishlahachshiv rak ben eitzel aviv. Kever avos, says Ramoshe, it would seem, is only a child moving to put in the family plot. This, if you're starting a family plot and the wife is there, he says, I'm not so sure. Kid Amar Shom, like the Shulchan Aruch says, Ariv Adam Shi Noach Eitzel Avosav. But in a case, Avalomatinu Ze Eitzel Krovim Acherim, V'yim Ken Yesh Lesor. But he says, he quotes this in all the tshuvas, but there's a chiddush of Rameir Simcha. Rameir Simcha, Habal Har Sameach, B'sof Hilchas Avel. He quotes, he says, I'm not sure exactly, you know, whether I agree with this, but he said it, so yish b'yamal l'smoch. Rav Meir Simcha says, shim konim makom gadol l'kever mishpacha, gamza nechshav kiver savosav. If a family buys a family plot, that's considered halakhically kever avos, and therefore, according to him, l'maisa, im efshar lifol shalo yifanu asaviyem, if you figure out a way not to move the father, vade tzorach l'shad avalomer lahem, you have to try to explain to them, shu tsar gadol l'hameis. But if it's an efshar to convince the family they want to move him, kedai reveir simcha shahaya gaon gadol bador hakodem lismoch alav shelo limchos. Right? And he says, and by the way, this is only if they already have the kever mishpacha. If they're buying a kever mishpacha now and they want to put him in, for sure not. For sure not. It's got to be a kever mishpacha that was there beforehand. That's one tshuva. Another tshuva. Unbelievable. Race, it's a little, that was Yoredeya. It says Chelek Aleph, Simen Reish, Lamed, Vav. Then you have Yoredeya, Simen Reish, Mem Aleph. Listen to this one. Tavshin Yodala, 1954. Question was, he says, let's how he starts the tshuva. Niskabel etzli b'me'achag, I got the mail on Chol HaMoed. V'lo ratzisi lichtov v'Chol HaMoed. Says Moshe, I didn't want to write on Chol HaMoed, so I couldn't answer you beforehand. I'm answering you very quickly. He didn't want to write the Igros Moshe on Chol HaMoed. Is everything that we write on Chol HaMoed as important as the Igros Moshe? Unbelievable. The Mishnah Berurah says, Divrei Torah is a hefsid, is one of the heterim of doing writing. Anyway, what's the Shiloh? The Shiloh was that a man was buried by mistake next to a woman who wasn't his wife. Mamish in the cemetery, but the chaver kadi, whatever, the people who got the burial, right? Sometimes you don't see. You take the dirt out, so it covers the kever sometimes next door. You don't realize that maybe the children were like all to drape. They didn't focus on it, and all of a sudden, maybe it was like a row off, and you realize they went the next week. Oive, Abba is not next to Ima. Oive. So what do you do? So is that a reason to be able to move? Asher Pashut says Ramosha in this case. Because the bidag is to bury a husband next to a wife, it's a bizayin gadol, both for the husband and the wife, to be buried next to a different spouse. And therefore, in that case, it would be 100% mutter. The kol shekin both that he done here it was even betalus. It was like we said in the Shulchan Aruch, it was al tnai. So this is better than al tnai. The whole thing was a mistake. You buried him in the wrong spot. So there, in that case, you would be able to move him. That's the second one. What about Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Yoredeya? This is Gimel Kuf Mem Tes. Gimel Kuf Mem Tes. Bidvar Pinui Hameis mi Beis Hakvaris Shel Reformer le Beis Hakvaris Shel Orthodoxim. Rav Moshe says, if somebody's children became Bali Tshuva, and they want to move their parents out of the cemetery which is a reform cemetery. Tavshin Lamed Vav, 1976. Right, and most true is he gives a name. Here he doesn't give a name. Moshe was also medactic on people's covet. So he says, "V'gam nikru sham goyim me'elosh nischatenu im a reformer." Like, you have a lot of goyim in the cemetery. They hold a paternal descent, right? So the father's Jewish. So you're allowed to move him out of that cemetery. So he said, "Mitzachu kfura bebeisak varishal reformer shall you kulam rishayim." Right, regarding the din that they're all Rishayim, I wouldn't give you the heter based on that. Why? Because we pass on Shulchan Aruch, you should not bury a tzaddik next to a rasha. That's only a halacha lechachila. B'di'eved, once the burial took place, you don't move just because they don't have good neighbors. Right, tzaddik etzal rasha. So mitzad, they're all Rishayim. So that is, I will not give you the heter for that. Umitzad she'in zekvoda shaloti kfura etzal ba'ala. And also, what about not being buried next to her husband? She's not buried next to a different spouse here, just buried in the cemetery, that also maybe is not as much of a heter. But still, because the children consider it a bizayon, and ba'ofan zeh shaval choshev she'asal la'avlo bazeh, she'kavar b'beisak varas a reformer, it sounds like the husband already was a bal tshuva and the wife was already buried there, because the husband thinks he did something wrong, harvi she'hikir bazeh shu kivrei rishayim, she'efshar yeshayavu mizeh l'tshuva, if you don't do this, maybe it'll also prevent him from doing tshuva. If you don't help allow them to move her, you might think that, oh, I guess they're not so bad. If the Gadol Hadar says we can't move him, you can leave him there, oh, it must be they're not so bad. Because of that, says Rav Moshe, you can move him. Because of that, Sorech of the Chayim, not Sorech of the Mason, Sorech HaChai overrides, and therefore it would be Mutter. And then finally, there's one other tshuva I'll mention just on Regal Achas. He quotes in Yoredeya in Beis Kufnun Dalad. And then we just kind of finish up. Beis Kufnun Dalad, there's a tshuva. Somebody asked him, are you allowed to move from a Beis HaKvaris to Eretz Yisrael? So it says there, Moshe, I assume you looked in Shulchan Aruch. So you know that it says you're allowed to move. So your question must be, Moshe Vigdalakav's chus here, your question must be that if it's buried in a cemetery in Chutz La'aretz, because maybe you think that the Shulchan Aruch is only talking about a case where it was buried, stomped somewhere, not in a cemetery in Chutz La'aretz, that's where you can move to Eretz Yisrael. But if it's in a cemetery, you can't. But so let me clear it up for you, says Rav Moshe, even if it's in a cemetery in Chutz La'aretz, you're allowed to move to Eretz Yisrael. That just shows the galus of Rav Moshe. Somebody asked him a klutz kasha, and he says, oh, it must be, this is what you really meant. Okay, let's finish up. So, Rami de Rabbanan, another Rabbanan, Rami de Rav Shimon, another Rav Shimon. So, we have a stira within Rabbanan and within Rav Shimon. Because what we just have on Amud Aleph, we have in the issue of Rowan, the Rabbanan say, you're not allowed to view the graves as if they're not there. Rav Shimon says, you're allowed to view them as if they're not there. So we have the opposite shita in Kilayim. Karamana to Alpachos Be'arba Amos, if you have a vineyard that they're all the vines are smushed together, very close to each other, less than 4 amos. Rav Shimon Omer Eino Karam, Rav Shimon said, it's not a Karam. It's not a vineyard because they're all so close together. It's not called a kerem. They're all considered singular vines. The Chum says, yeah, it is a kerem. You're allowed to view the middle vines as if they're not there. And it is a kerem, and you have to distance from the kerem arba armos, right, for kilayim. So kasha the rabbanon, the rabbanon, kasha the rabshimon, the rabshimon. They're both problematic. The rabshimon, the rabshimon, lo kasha. Rabshimon is not a kasha. Why? Hasam lo nati adadi adaita le'aker. People don't plant vines al das to uproot them. And therefore, if this was planted in this way, it must have just been a mistake. Or they want to, it's not like they're going to uproot them, and therefore there's no reason for you to not view them. And that's why it's not called a karem. Hacha zidmet de mishrami le'ben ashmashus. But here, by burial, it could be, it was late, it was Banish Bashas, or Beto Gershom says, Banish Bashas Friday night, Umikri Umanchile, so they just left them there, they didn't have a choice. But really, it was not meant to be permanent, so you're allowed to view it as if they're not there. Derabanan, under Rabbanan, Nami Lokasha, the Rabbanan also says no kasha, why? Kivan, there's no steer between them, Kivan, Diminvil, Lo Mikri Kever. When it comes to the Kever, the Rabbanan say, you're allowed to view it as your, Now, when it comes to right, the Rabbanan say that earlier you're not allowed to say Rowan, and here you're allowed to say Rowan. So over there by the kever, so keeping the minvil, it's disgusting. You don't want to, meaning you don't want to be menavel them to bring them to be mefana them lo mikri kever. Hasam emar amar hey minayu the shapir shapir odelo shapir levi lesivi. But here, you know what? He could have planted the vines and said, you know what? Whichever ones catch, and the other ones I'm going to use for firewood. So even originally we could say that these were planted there to be uprooted. That's why Reb Shimon says you could say Rowan and over here. Eino, it's not called a carob because you say you're allowed to take it out, but over there by the by the kever, you say you don't say that, but you say it's minuval to have to uproot a body. Okay, so we'll stop here. And, Beth Hashem, we will continue. Shkoyach. Hadra lacham ocher peres.